Hello and welcome to Technofunda Investing Podcast Series. This is the second episode in our series Achieving Financial Freedom with Technofunda Investing Process. I am Vivek Mashrani, your host, and you can follow me on Twitter handle Mashrani Vivek or just simply visit my website vivekmashrani.com. So today we are going to start with a very interesting episode, and the title of this episode is It's All About Mindset and Choices. So before giving any context further on this episode, I'll just give you a small story which will set the context of what I'm trying to convey through this episode. So it was a year 2010, and there were two college graduates from one of the engineering colleges. One was Chatur Chobe and another was Rocking Rancho. Both passed out from the same college and they got a similar job of software testing. Now, as you know that software testing is not that glamorous job, so both of them initially didn't like the job. Now, for Chatur Chobe, as soon as he started the job, he got frustrated. To get aside with the frustration of his job, he used to do a lot of Friday night parties, used to hang out with his friends, listen to a lot of music during his office hours so that he doesn't get bored in his core work. On the other hand, we had Rocking Rancho, who thought that, you know, okay, I didn't got that great job, but at least, you know, my passion is to create a lot of apps for people and change the life of the overall community, overall surrounding by creating fantastic apps that can ease the life of people. So even though I'm doing a software testing, at least I can get in touch with the people who are developing those apps and learn from them. Now, on the other hand, you know, 1 month passed and Chatur Chobe was very excited to get his first salary. And from his first salary, he bought an iPhone, which is Apple iPhone. And he could not buy it fully, so he just took some, you know, borrowing from his friend and just bought it. On the other hand, Rocking Rancho was slightly confused what to do with his salary. So he just bought some courses which he wanted to always learn and just started, you know, reading the books and referring to those courses. Now, 6 months went by and Chatur Chobe was, as usual, you know, spending his weekends with friends, doing a lot of parties because he was frustrated and he wanted to just get away with that frustration. And his salary also started accumulating in savings account. After 6 months, he thought, you know, now I'm rich enough, you know, let's get a car. So he got a very expensive car, obviously with a car loan. On the other hand, Rocking Rancho thought that, you know, it's too much of hassle to, you know, just travel by public transport. And it took him long time when he started late, because all the public transport were full and it was heavy traffic on the roads. So he thought, why not cycle to office early in the morning so that I can get my exercise routine done. And then I'll learn for 2-3 hours whatever I have subscribed during the office, and I'll practice during the office hours. And I have my colleagues of those app development department, and I can refer to them and ask any doubts. So this was the routine that he followed. So early morning, he just went, cycled a bit to office, and then, you know, he learned before the office hours for 2-3 hours, whatever he liked. Now, on the weekend, as usual for Chatur Chobe, the schedule was not that great. He did a lot of parties and went to restaurants, so he was exhausted. So he used to get up very late, and by the time his cook would go away, so he will order some brunch from nearby restaurant and just chill out in the weekend. Now, one interesting thing happened after 6 8 months is both of them got a girlfriend. So Chatur Chobe was very excited to keep up with the girlfriend. He, drove him in his new expensive car, went to five-star hotel for a coffee and for some brunch on weekends, and gave her girlfriend expensive gifts. On the other hand, Rocking Rancho used to cycle with his girlfriend. They used to, travel to the nearby hill and used to carry their own coffee in one of the, thermos flask. And once they climbed the entire hill, they used to sit and decide on where they want to go in their life, just sit and relax and drink coffee. And on the return way, there was a authenticate Punjabi dhaba where they used to eat pure organic meal, which was cooked from the vegetables of that owner's farm, and it was all enjoyable for them as well. Now, with the persistence effort of learning new courses and getting touch with those app development guys, one good thing happened for Rocking Rancho is his manager noticed his enthusiasm to learn in these new skills, and they were looking for a new hire, so they thought that why not, take Rocking Rancho in their team. So they promoted Rocking Rancho and got him into that app development team where Rocking Rancho always wanted to be in. So he was very excited, and he, learned a lot more things from working from that particular role, and then also, contributed a lot of stuff from his side as well. And the team was happy, he was happy, and it was great going for him. On the other hand, Chatur Chobe lost a lot of touch with the new skills and new developments in his area, and even in software testing, he was not able to keep up, and he was very frustrated. So now we fast forward almost 3 years. After 3 years, what happens is Chatur Chobe is getting into debt trap because he's not able to save anything, and plus he has to pay a lot of EMIs for his car and his earlier education loan, and also for repayment of his credit card bills because he's not able to save at the end of the month. So he's like totally frustrated. He's not even able to keep up with the demands of his girlfriend. So he has a bad time with his girlfriend. He, has tough times in the relationships, and also he's not keeping well. So he's facing tough time is in his job also because he doesn't have any exercise routine, and he's very lethargic in terms of commute and all those things. On the other hand, what happens with Rocking Rancho is he now has a substantial saving, and he gets his friend Hasmukh, who is a Gujju friend like me, and he teaches him few core things about savings and investing. So one beautiful line which Hasmukh gave to Rocking Rancho is, income minus expenses is not equal to savings. What you should follow is income minus savings is equal to expenses. And this line stuck with Rocking Rancho, and he understood the power of keeping aside your savings first, and this then put all the amount which is left in your essential needs as expenses. And he religiously followed that, and he also followed 2 to 3 hours of weekend in taking the decisions where he can invest his money in proper direction. And because of this, after 4 5 years, all the incremental savings which he did, he started getting cash flows from those savings, and that started, you know, taking care of his operating expenses. And after 5 years, he actually covered all the cash flows which came from his savings, covered his operating expenses. And that is where he decided to do something bigger. And he finally, you know, started his own company. He married with the girlfriend who, you know, used to hang out with him. And his wife joined as a partner in the company. And she was a finance person. So she also managed all the routines of finance. And this guy, you know, took the care of the entire app development. On the other hand, as you might have expected, Chatur was really frustrated. He could not make up with relationships. He had a lot of health troubles. And also he was struggling to put up on his finances. And still he didn't have any savings. So now this was the overall story of both these guys who started for journey from the same starting point, similar job, but only difference was their mindset and their choices. So the story in a way looks very normal to what we see in terms of how people go about their lives in the practical world, and it has some lessons. If you think about it, the first lesson is that the difference between these two was in terms of goals. So on one hand, Chatur did not have a clear goal in terms of what he wanted to do. On the other hand, Rancho had some passion and goal of what he wants to do. Second is in terms of pattern of investing, right? So first, the key pattern was that initially Rocking Rancho was investing his salary into upgrading himself, into upgrading his core skills. And that is where he was able to get that promotion, get that job in a department where he liked to work, where he loved to do and contribute to towards the achieving whatever output he was producing. And the other things which are very essential is 3 points. One, health, relationships, and the personal finance, all three went hand in hand, right? So if you were able to manage all three aspects together, then only it made sense. Otherwise, all the three pieces were breaking together for Chatur Chobe, right? So it's very important that along with your finances, you also take care of your health and relationships. Now, there is a very beautiful book called Ikigai, and I would highly recommend to read this book. And I'll just put a link below this description if you want to just check it out. It talks about 4 quadrants of profession, where he is saying, the book says that 1 quadrant is what you love to do, right? So what you love to do, if you combined with what you are good at. So say for example, you are very good at creating apps, and also you love creating those apps. That becomes your passion. So basically it doesn't feel like working anymore. It looks like whatever you are loving, you are just passionately following it. So that gives you a great boost and energy to do that. Now, second quadrant is what you are good at, basically what you are skilled at and what you can be paid for. So if you are paid for what you are good at, that becomes your profession. And the third quadrant is what world needs and what you are paid for. So basically whatever is in demand, and if you are working in the same skill set, it becomes your vocation. But if you are combining what world needs and what you absolutely love, that becomes a mission, right? And if you combine all these 4 aspects, what you love, what you are good at, what you can be paid for, and what world needs, that becomes Ikigai. That is like a ultimate fulfilling point where, you know, you basically love to do what you like and even the world needs that, and then it becomes your mission and you don't actually need to retire because you are in that flow where you are doing exactly what you are liking to do, right? And that is where, you know, the beauty of financial freedom comes in, that if you achieve your financial freedom, you can go towards this ikigai phase where you can be on a mission, still working, and still it doesn't feel like you are working. So basically, you are just working on your passion with a mission, and also the world is complementing that with the core demand. So in the example where we covered Rocking Rancho, imagine that he's creating so many apps which the world needs and it simplifies the lives of millions, and it is what he's liking and he's loving to do that. So he's very passionate about doing that, and it also becomes his mission to create those apps to, you know, fulfill the needs of the society. That is where the combination becomes perfect and the world will pay for that because it's creating value for them. So he doesn't need to think about his financial freedom anymore, and still he can pursue doing that, right? So the key points which are necessary to reach this ikigai phase is: one, your mindset. The second is your choices. The third, how you are investing in yourself and getting into that flow of doing what you like. Fourth is taking care of your surrounding things like health, exercise, and relationships. And fifth is actually taking action. So if you are combining all these five things, that will definitely lead you to your own ikigai, where you are living a fulfilled life, doing what you like, and doing what world needs. So this is the end of the podcast, my friend. I would urge you to just listen this again, and we have covered a lot of different fundamental concepts around living a fulfilling life and also achieving your financial freedom in this case. Thank you for listening. Keep tuned to this podcast and we'll come up with the third episode very soon. Cheers, God bless, and have a great day today.